Sunny and clear weekend, which is good news for Marcia Sinnott. Joining us in the studio, the Great Carbondale Pumpkin Race happens this weekend.
That's right.
And we rained out last year, the year before, were bad weather?
Last year, we weren't rained out, but we had a lot of rain.
We got soggy.
Wet pumpkins, and it was cold and windy, but I think barring lightning, we're there.
There you go. So the Great Carbondale Pumpkin Race this Saturday, where can folks go to, well, this happens on Mill Street at the underpass, right?
Yes, it does.
And so where can folks go to sign up for it? Do you sign up the day of?
You sign up the day of. It's a free event, so that we found that it works best just to have registration at 1 o'clock. The first heat is at 2, and then the heats run until all the pumpkins have raced, and then we have a runoff heat. And the winner of that is our champion and wins a $100 cash prize. And then after that, we have a race called the Mayor Branding Grand Prix. That race costs $10 to enter, but there's a $250 prize. And those races are timed, and we try to be real exact with that since the prize is so large.
So that the Mayor Branding Grand Prix, is that sort of a champion of champions event, sort of?
Yes, people who think their racers are worthy and are competitive. Not that there's very many competitive people around here, but
no.
Or maybe their racer got jostled by another racer during
okay.
their heat. Whatever people enter that, and then they have a chance of the $250.
So these pumpkin racers, kind of unique. You can't put them on a skateboard. You can't, put them on your RC car. You have to build a car, really, out of a pumpkin.
Yes.
So what are the rules for crafting that pumpkin?
The rules are you have to use a pumpkin.
Yeah. No gourds.
No gourds. No. Somebody used a pineapple one year. Huh. Watermelons get used. They can be disguised easily as a pumpkin if they're painted. You have to attach wheels to it with two axles have to go through the pumpkin. So the pumpkin can't sit on anything. The axles have to actually go through the pumpkin. No caster wheels. Casters are cheaters. As you said, no chassis or anything like that. No pyrotechnics, no explosives.
I know.
You can't push your racer. You can't follow your racer down the track. And if you cheat, if you use a squash, for instance, instead of a pumpkin, our local Olympian, Deanna Price, will squash your cheater. With enthusiasm. And it is, she's a delight.
She's one
of the highlights of the race as far as I'm concerned, because I just absolutely adore her. But she has a mallet of justice, and she will use that to blast it to smithereens.
Now, what kind of crowd are you expecting for this event? In the past, what have you seen?
It's so weather-related.
We
don't know. We hope to have 400 or 500 people. That would be great.
Now, when you get to the pumpkin racers, have you noticed a pattern with the pumpkins used? Does a heavier pumpkin mean a faster racer? Does a lighter pumpkin go down the hill faster? Or is it all just up to the construction?
I think it really relies on the construction. If your axles are parallel, then your racer is going to go straightest, and that's the key. And that's not an easy thing to have happen.
Now, there is a tutorial on Facebook, right, of how to build these pumpkins?
Right. The best source, well, you can Google anything, as you know. But source is actually our website. It's CarbondalePumpkinRace.com. And there's everything on there. There's the rules. There's the event flyer. And there is a tutorial on making a pumpkin racer. Exactly.
How many years has this been going on?
The first one was in 2013,
okay.
So this is probably the 8th, because we missed last year. So.
Yeah. And this is one of those events. Halloween, in my mind, it's kind of gotten off the straight and narrow. It's more adult-oriented a lot of the times. You see the parties and the costumes and the alcohol, but this is kind of a family-friendly event. It's for the kids, really.
Exactly. Well, for kids of all ages.
Yeah.
What people will say, yes, it is, and that's why we're so proud of it. It brings it just interjects that family friendly atmosphere. There's also Carbondale Community Arts sponsors a costume parade. And so in between the heats, as our racers are getting ready for the next heat, then we have heats of people that are costumed from of all ages, and they're divided accordingly, and then they'll parade up and down the track so people can applaud their costumes.
Now, you do have sponsors of this event, but the money raised goes to a good cause.
It always goes to a good cause. This year, it goes to the Boys and Girls Club of Southern Illinois that does such wonderful work, actually throughout the Southern Illinois area now.
Yeah. This Carbondale Pumpkin Race starts at 1 o'clock for registration. The first heat starts at 2. Any other specific events people need to know about or details going on to the event?
No. Well, one thing we're going to have, Izzy Hansen, Miss Illinois, is
really
going to be our primary pumpkin catcher. Because somebody's got to be at the bottom of the hill to make sure that they don't crash so they can race again if they need to.
Now, this does close down Mill Street. What time should people expect that road closure to happen?
It's just that block that goes under the underpass, mm-hmm. and that probably will be closed about noon for our setup.
And registration starts at 1, the first heat at 2 for the Great Carbondale Pumpkin Race. And like you said, there are other events, the costume parade, there's a chalk draw, and even a COVID mask decorating table.
Yes.
Yep. And does this... how does this tie in with the larger Carbondale Halloween? I mean, other events are going on that time.
Actually, we've tried they try very hard to coordinate. Afterwards, there's a dance group, Mexican folkloric, I believe, at 4:30 over at the Washington Street venue. And beforehand, there is a candy walk. That's downtown. That's all on the Carbondale website, the city website. And then I think starting at 10 that morning out at Murdale, Ace Hardware sponsors Safe Halloween. And they'll have a climbing wall and all kinds of things for kids to do.
And do you still have the pumpkin building at Murdale?
No.
No?
We don't have that. That ended up to be just not worthwhile.
All right. Marcia Sinitz, the Great Carbondale Pumpkin Race. What have I forgotten? What needs to be said?
Come out.
That's easy as enough. Weather for Saturday, mostly cloudy, windy with a high of 59. To get that wind behind you might not be a bad thing.
Hey, it's your pumpkin.
And Saturday night, trick-or-treating, partly cloudy, a low near 44. Marcia Sinitz, thanks so much for spending a little time with us this morning.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity.